Israel's descent into infamy, a bragging pariah's path to ruin. In just 21 months, from October 2023 to July 2025, Israel has destroyed any illusion that it is a democratic state governed by moral principles. It has revealed itself as a violent rogue actor, contemptuous of law, hostile to peace, and impervious to conscience. Many now compare Israel to a rabid dog in the Middle East, a nuclear-armed aggressor that has unprovokedly attacked Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and Iran, and is now metaphorically mauling Gaza to death, teeth bared, eyes rolled back, as the world watches in horror. This is not metaphorical excess. It is the language born of unbearable grief and righteous rage. Israel's campaign in Gaza is not a war. It is a deliberate and systematic assault on an occupied civilian population, an escalating genocide, openly broadcast and mockingly justified. Gaza's horror. Genocide, stage by stage. After Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack, which killed 1,139 Israelis and took 250 hostages, Israel launched a campaign not of justice but of annihilation. Over 58,000 Palestinians have been killed, at least 16,756 of them children. Nearly 2 million have been displaced. Gaza's infrastructure, dash its schools, hospitals, bakeries, and water networks, has been obliterated. In March 2025, Israeli ministers Israel Katz and Bezalel Smotrich reimposed a total siege on Gaza, openly defying the International Court of Justice's provisional measures which explicitly ordered Israel to prevent acts of genocide. This siege, which included a ban on food, fuel, water, and medicine, has pushed Gaza into the final stage of engineered starvation. Every account from inside Gaza now reports the same unbearable reality. There is no food left. Even with money raised through international fundraising campaigns, there is nothing to purchase. Mothers are unable to breastfeed. Israel has banned baby formula, even confiscating small amounts carried by foreign doctors volunteering in Gaza. Starving people now collapse in the streets. Children die for lack of calories. Hospitals are overwhelmed with the malnourished and the dying. Gaza is now a giant open-air hospice, where the sick and starving await death under drones. And yet the horror does not stop there. The so-called Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, GHF, a joint U.S.-Israeli operation, has weaponized food aid into a form of control and death. GHF aid distribution sites are heavily militarized kill zones. Palestinians, desperate for food, are herded into open areas, deprived of shade and water, then gunned down when they move. Over 800 people have been killed at these aid sites. Thousands more have been maimed. Videos confirm snipers firing into crowds, sacks of flour soaked with blood, and soldiers laughing and bragging on Telegram and social media. The occupier cannot claim self-defense. Israel frames its violence as self-defense. This is a lie, an illegal absurdity. Under international law, Israel is the occupying power in Gaza, the West Bank, and East Jerusalem. As such, it cannot claim the right to defend itself against a population that it controls, besieges, and dominates. That is not self-defense. It is repression. By contrast, the Palestinian people have a legal and moral right to resist occupation, as affirmed by UN General Assembly Resolution 3743, which recognizes the right of all peoples to struggle against foreign occupation and colonial domination by all available means. That right includes the people of Gaza, who have been denied self-determination for over 75 years, caged behind fences, starved, bombed, and dehumanized. Occupation is violence. Resistance is not terrorism, it is a right. The psychology of collapse. Israel is digging its own grave. There is a limit to what human beings can witness without moral recoil. As Israel continues to flaunt its atrocities, posting videos of executions, starvation, Quran burnings, and gloating soldiers, it triggers a deep and universal response, disgust, the emotional foundation of moral rejection. Psychological research shows that unrepentant cruelty, especially when paired with arrogance, leads to moral disassociation. People begin not only to oppose a regime, but to dehumanize it in return, seeing it as monstrous, irredeemable, cursed. Israel, by showcasing its cruelty with pride, is accelerating its own isolation. It is setting itself ablaze before a world that now watches in real time. No empire survives this kind of moral collapse. Israel is digging its own grave, one post, one bullet, one starved child at a time. This is not Judaism. This is blasphemy. To condemn Israel is not to attack the Jewish people. It is to defend them, from a state that claims to speak in their name while trampling everything the Torah teaches. Judaism commands mercy, humility, and justice. From Micah to Isaiah, from Proverbs to Leviticus, the covenant is clear: protect the stranger, feed the hungry, cherish life. What Israel is doing in Gaza, starving babies, bombing schools, mocking corpses, is not Judaism. It is idolatry. You shall not stand idly by the blood of your neighbor. Leviticus 19:16. Whoever destroys a single life is as if he destroyed an entire world. Sanhedrin 4-5. Let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Amos 5:24. These commandments have been replaced in Israel by the language of Amalek, racial supremacy, and extermination. Israeli ministers call Palestinians human animals. Soldiers call Gaza a playground. This is not religion. This is fascism in ritual garb. Most Zionists are not even Jewish. The engine of modern Zionism is not Judaism. It is Christian evangelicalism, especially in the United States. Groups like Christians United for Israel, CUFI, support Israel not out of love for Jews, but to fulfill an apocalyptic prophecy in which Jews must return to the Holy Land to trigger the return of Christ, and either convert or perish. This is not support. It is a theological death trap. These Christian Zionists have partnered with organizations like IPAC, whose political spending has exceeded hundreds of millions of dollars, according to trackipac.com. This money buys complicity. It silences critics. It fuels genocide. But conscience cannot be bribed, and truth cannot be indefinitely suppressed. Conclusion: the world watches, and the earth remembers. Many now compare Israel to a rabid dog in the Middle East, not because of anti-Semitism, but because of what Israel has become: a state that mauls the weak, brags about killing children, starves infants, and desecrates every value it claims to uphold. But this is not Judaism. This is a betrayal of it. And as Gaza collapses into famine and fire, as children drop dead in the streets and mothers bury their newborns without milk, the world watches in horror and prepares for reckoning. No amount of money, lobbying, or scripture twisting can redeem a nation that treats genocide as theater. The grave is open. Israel digs. The names of Gaza's dead are carved into every stone. And the world will remember.